One day, Tintagel encountered a mouse who refused to accept an alternative house. Tintagel listened in silence, then became quite severe. But this mouse was stubborn.
I like it right here.
Tintagel's eyes narrowed. She said to the rodent,
I warn you, my friend, your decision's imprudent. Although I am kind, people's treatment of mice is not always caring, thoughtful, or nice. In short, if I choose to give up this job, they'll hire a cat who's a bit of a yob. Cruel, hard, and deadly. Know what I mean?
The mouse gulped and nodded and turned rather green.
Well,
sighed Tintagel and whipped out her phone.
I'll just take this call and leave you alone to make up your mind. 2 minutes, okay? Sorry to rush you. I don't have all day.
Tintagel slipped out, then counted to 50. When she returned, the mouse looked quite shifty.
Please,
begged the small one.
I have a suggestion. You need an assistant. Of that, there's no question. I'll be that helper. Give you advice on the secret habits of wayward mice. Please, give me a break. I'll be no trouble. You'll see, in no time, your business will double. No problems,
he wheedled.
No need for extremes.
Tintagel was doubtful. Deep down, not keen.
Maybe,
she meowed grandly.
We can give it a go, but you'll have to travel incognito.
Agreed,
squeaked the mouse. And so they began their cat and mouse partnership. First in the land.
And another thing I have to make plain, never nibble my files or squeak on the train.
Incognito the mouse was quick to learn. Together they tackled each twist and turn. Tintagel soon grew so fond of this mouse, she drilled holes in her case, an attaché house. Assignments were tough, no doubt about that, but nothing escaped the travelling cat. Teamed with Incognito's amazing nouse, did you know your mitten could hide a whole mouse? So if you hear a squeak like a rusty spring and your house is missing one vital thing, you've got one of two choices. Equip your house with a resident cat or ring the castle. Ask for Tintagel. And that, my friend, will be that. Thank you.